This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Not back from New York City. I'm virtually joining you to introduce our guest host today on the program, Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader. We'll be here to take your calls, your questions, your comments, keep you updated on the news of the day. So lots of ways you can join the conversation. And look, your questions are welcome for all the guests always here. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Don't forget, we have that 24-7 line for your calls at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. That's right. We love our friends at B-Mobile. They have a great deal going for the holidays where every week you get a new offer through December. I've been calling this like the Black Friday special that just keeps on living. Every week you get an exclusive, a great deal, because the B-Mobile B-Rewarded program is for everybody, but you have to sign up. And once you're signed up, you get special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and a lot more. So join B-Rewarded and receive those exclusive weekly offers all the way through December. BMobile.com/B-Rewarded. Can't go wrong. You're getting great deals. Whether you buy them or not, it's up to you. Free gifts still come on your birthday. And, of course, B-Mobile is everywhere you are, at home, the lakes, or beyond. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, and Grand Forks, and Williston, Jamestown, Wappen, and Valley City, Devils Lake, Botno, in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium dealer. All right, another hour of What's On Your Mind. And here's your guest host, the Majority Leader of the North Dakota House, Fargo Republican Al Carlson. Al, take it away.
Now I'm on the line. Todd, are you there? Have I got Todd with me this morning? Todd is not on with me this morning. Well, that's good. I'll fly it alone here, though. Well, thank you.
I'm here.
Are you here? That's good. Well, I want to know what the weather's doing in Bismarck this morning.
It's already been 18 inches of snow, but we're just about done. Would you like some?
No, in fact, we got a little dusting this morning, but ours is going to melt right away. This is one of the first times where the valley doesn't get pounded, and you guys have the pleasure of having all the snow. So I'm really glad that it stayed west for you guys, too. I'm sure you needed the moisture. This is the first time I've done Scott's show, and this is kind of an interesting experience for me. I got all these screens here. I don't know how to run any of them. I didn't even know how to turn the button on so you could hear my voice.
Well, Rev might.
But I feel like I'm in a spaceship here.
Well, wait a minute. Have you ever been in a spaceship?
Yeah, I sat in one down at the Space Center.
On the ground.
I've been called a space cadet at times, but never have I been allowed to be.
So, isn't that even more intimidating than being in the spaceship then?
This is because I can't figure out how to run any of them. That's the problem.
Well, that's why you got Rev.
I can't make the screens move or anything, so I'm just getting the local news from one screenshot.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know you want the screens themselves to actually move so much as stuff on
but if I could scroll up and down, that might help. But obviously everybody would love to talk out in your market about the protest that's going on out there. But let me tell you, it's not as front and center in the news in the eastern part of the state. It should be because it's at 9:30 this morning, Todd, I've got to leave the show for a half an hour and go into a executive committee meeting with the emergency commission, and we've got to appropriate another $7 million for costs related to the activities that have taken place out of the protest area, and that brings a total of $17 million. And then after that, Todd, at 10 o'clock when we're done, Governor Jack is going to join me for some time, and we're going to talk about lots of things. One, some of them being his last days as governor, the situation that's been going on there for, I believe, 112 days, Would he have done things differently, or how would he have done them? It's going to be an interesting conversation with Jack as he winds down his public service days for the state of North Dakota. So that'll be interesting at that point in time. Prior to that, there's just all kinds of news and things that a person could talk about. I didn't line up any other guests. Anything exciting out in that town that happened last night or this morning that we should be talking about, Todd?
Just the snow. Now that we're up to 18 inches, it kind of ground everything to a halt there for a while, and now we're digging out.
You know, I heard
the traditional 18-inch digout thing.
I heard the rumor that someone had rented all the rooms at the casino. You know, you hear stories back here. You don't know if they're true or not.
Yeah, it's the same here, because I mean we're miles enough away that we just aren't going to know that firsthand either. Have heard that story though as well, that people have been turned away planning to get rooms there.
You know, I have one of my legislators, Representative Jim Schmidt, lives right in the banks of the breaks of the Missouri River there, south about 10 miles, 12 miles south of Mandan. And he's been living this situation for a long time, so I get a lot of updates from Jim. And quite honestly, the people down in that area are really at the point where we need some kind of resolution down there. I'm not sure how close the resolution is, but we need to get this issue resolved, because it's, and now I understand the crowds are building down there. Is that true?
That's what we've been hearing. Somebody gave me a report of 9,000 to 10,000. Don't know, haven't been able to verify that, but, it's a trusted source, but, certainly leading up to December 5th, you got to figure it's going to build.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that when you draw a line in the sand, it's that you either have to defend that line or you have to just pretend you never made the statement. And I guess we'll find out what happens on December 5th, whether that is actually true or not. So that, I'm sure there's people that want to call. I'd like to not have that be the dominant topic out here, because that's been the dominant topic for day after day after day. But I can tell you that from a taxpayer's perspective, they in North Dakota, they should be concerned. Because this is an issue where the state has decided and we have committed to paying for the security that's happening out there of our citizens and our kids on the buses and the protesters as well. And because of that, we've encumbered a lot of bills. And most of us believe that those are federal dollars that should be paid back to us. And I know Senator Hovind, Representative Kramer have been working on that issue. But as of now, there's no resolution and there's no money, so the state of North Dakota will continue to defend public safety. And in a budget situation, Todd, we're going to have a challenge this next session. As you know, I'm the majority leader in the House, and we're already preparing of how we're going to address our budget, which has changed significantly from previous bienniums, without having to add special items like this of $17 million on. To figure out how we're going to cover that. So we've got some issues coming up. That happens to be one of them. And this national election thing, I don't know, Todd, I haven't listened to you a lot about your comments about the election, but I don't think there were a lot of prognosticators that got that one right.
You know what? I wonder what's going to happen to the person. I forget who it was, and I believe it was from NBC. Maybe wrong about that. It was just one of the quick myriad of videos that were out there, but was predicting a 75-20 victory for Hillary Clinton.
He's probably working in a Canadian station.
Well, to get it that far off, I mean, you get those kind of things off a little bit, but when you're predicting that lopsided a win, and then you don't even predict the correct winner, ouch.
Well, I predicted that Trump was going to win for 2 months, and everybody thought I was crazy. And I said, the reason I believe this is I'm driving down the street, and I see a lot of guys in my trade, the construction trade, that are just hardworking guys, and they have either a deplorable bumper sticker on the back of their truck, or they have a Vote Trump sticker on the back of their truck. And I said, these guys have probably voted once or twice in their life, and they're going to vote. And nationwide, they did. And in the end, he won. And right now, of course, everybody's focusing on the transition and what's going to happen. But the guy rose up when he said, you know, probably his best quote, and I don't know what you think of this one, Todd, but when he said he was going to drain the swamp, it was time to drain the swamp, I think that resonated with millions of people.
Oh, no doubt.
That took a lot of courage to slap those guys like that and say drain the swamp, but he was right.
And I think you get plenty of people who are supporters who aren't necessarily people that expressed a lot of political opinion historically either, because let's face it, that swing vote tends to not exactly get out there with a sign and start, you know, putting their heart on their sleeves. So.
No, and a lot of people when they're, I don't know about you, how you answer when someone calls you on a poll, but I'm convinced a lot of people don't give them the right answer.
I don't tend to answer the phone. To be perfectly honest, I let it go to voicemail.
I've only received a couple calls. I think they have my name targeted. It's a, this guy has no hope. He's a hardcore Republican. He's not going to answer it right anyway, so they don't call me. But there's a lot of people out there, and I've talked to them, said, I got a poll the other night, and I didn't tell them anything. So maybe that's the right way to do it.
Right.
Now, you can call in, and we'll take some calls as we go here, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text Todd. Do you like those texts, Todd?
Sure, go for it.
701-226-8503, and we're going to have, I hear some music in the background, which tells me we're going to have a little break. I'll be on for about another 15 minutes, and then I'll...
A familiar smile as you walk in the door, a handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean farmers plan to attend the annual North Dakota Soybean Expo Tuesday, February 7th at the Holiday Inn. Back again this year for Expo will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report. A panel of leading and in-demand market analysis will be joining us, and the session will be moderated by John Phipps. Speaker Pamela Ronald, Professor at UC Davis, will bring a uniquely balanced global perspective on the history of agriculture genetics, challenges facing agriculture today, and the promises, limitations, and sustainability of various technologies. And Chip Flory of Farm Journal Media will provide an update on what's driving prices and the key factors that will drive prices ahead of the growing season. Chip will discuss the risk management strategies farmers should consider. Be sure to join us on February 7th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Pre-registration is encouraged. Log on to ndsoybean.org to find the pre-registration web link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The North Dakota Petroleum Council brings you today's broadcast. We appreciate our partnership with our friends at ndoilcan.com. That's right, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Great website, great Facebook page. There's some really neat videos they've been doing lately talking about, for instance, folks out hunting and all the different places that petroleum products touch. It's not just about fueling cars and planes and everything else. There's so many more things in your life that contain petroleum products, and these videos are really neat, especially at a time when there's a lot of noise and politics and activism directed at the industry. It's just really silly. And, of course, the innovation, the way they do things, how they do them environmentally, safely, just a good resource to arm yourself with some of the facts. NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on their Facebook page. Back to more of What's On Your Mind with your guest host today, the House Majority Leader, North Dakota State Representative Al Carlson. Al, take it away.
Well, that Scotty must have been a busy boy before he left getting all these promos and things done. Well, Todd and I were, does he always work that hard at it and get that?
He's probably working
like
even harder with
room.
Everybody on the trip, he's probably working even harder. You know, he doesn't get to just sit around and look out the window at New York City. I mean, he's working this whole trip, so.
You know, I can't imagine herding cats like that. We had an amazing election in North Dakota for the Republicans. We went from 71 House members to 81 House members, so now the majority is 81 to 13, which is going to be a handful for us. We've been given a mandate to do things right, and now we've got a lot of responsibility to do that. Our session starts beginning of January, runs for 80 days. We'll be dealing with a new governor, and we're not quite sure how. We haven't had a lot of contact and discussion with the new governor. The old governor gives us his budget. Todd, when we come in, we get a Jack Dalrymple budget. And then as we're there, we'll get I would guess, some amendments or versions that will come from Governor Burgum. So, again, this is a brand-new venue. In 1992, when I was first elected, Ed Schaefer was elected governor, and we had a George Sinner budget, and then we had an Ed Schaefer revision budget, and the whole first session I'm trying to figure out whose numbers we're working off of, because you're new to a process that's pretty big anyway. So we'll see how this goes. I'm assuming those two guys are working together, but legislatively we haven't had a lot of contact on that, so we're not sure who the chief of staff or how the transition's going. But we'll find out here in a few weeks how the new governor's going to adapt to his role of CEO of the state or the chief executive officer of the state compared to the company that he runs. So that'll be an interesting experience for all of us as well as for him. I just want to encourage him to be open-minded because there's a big learning curve there, Todd.
Oh, absolutely. And isn't it kind of what would have happened, let's say a Democrat had been elected governor and you've got an outgoing Republican and putting forth his budget when you have a whole different kind of ideology coming into play after, you know, a new person takes office. Doesn't that kind of render some of the initial budget moot, or what can happen there?
You know, and it will. I would say that obviously we're going to work with the new guy when he comes in. If he makes adjustments to his budgets, we're going to look at those as the proposals he's putting forward. And but again, on the other hand, he doesn't have a whole lot of time. Jack's staff has been working on this budget since last July. You know, so they've been working 6-7 months on this budget already, and the new guy wins, and now he's got to have, in a matter of a few months, he's got to decide if he's keeping the old budget staff, the new budget staff, if his priorities line up with the priorities that Jack put into his budget. So it's going to be a real interesting experience for him. A new governor, new lieutenant governor. I would guess there'll be a number of new staff members that we're going to be dealing with as well. So it'll be interesting from our perspective. The good news from Doug's perspective is that we're all on the same team. It would be very difficult, the scenario you just mentioned, where there was the governor of one party and the legislature of another. Because there is one thing that's very unique to the legislature, is nobody can pass a law except us, and nobody can spend any money except us. So we've got to, in the end, work with that person to come up with a good product. So in the end,
so in other
convinced,
words, you have no incentive to ever become governor then?
Absolutely none.
A more powerful position where you are then.
You know, I think that if we do it right, we're all on the same team, but obviously we do have the final say on the budget numbers. This time is going to be a whole different game. We have less money to work with. And I always tell people, I've been there enough years now that I've seen good numbers on a budget and bad numbers. Much easier to govern when you're broke, because you just have to say no.
True.
I also want to tell people that they all get excited about these. We had to do some allotments during the interim. We had to go back in special session. We had to reduce some numbers. But when we reduced those numbers, we reduced increases. We didn't actually cut anybody from the point they were at before. You know, there, if there was
never the way the story gets told, though, is it?
No, it doesn't get told at all. It sounds like you just slashed somebody's wrists, but all you did was you reduced their increases from what they got. And most of the agencies were smart enough to use unfilled positions and things like that, so they did not have to take. They used those dollars, rolled them up, and did not have to deal with a bunch of problems there, as far as cutting back. We made special accommodations for human services and corrections. And it was a good thing we did both of those. I mean, we got a couple ticking time bombs out there. One of them is the Medicaid expansion. How we're going to handle that issue is something that's really big. And another issue is how do we address and how do we maintain the property tax relief that we've started years ago to pay down on the burden that people have on their property taxes. And that those two items will be big items as we go through the session. And I'm committed to try and maintain that property tax relief for our taxpayers. I think they deserve it. I think that's the tax they like the least. So we're going to have a very, very, very interesting session as we go through. And we'll see. It'll be interesting to watch as the transition takes place from Governor Dalrymple to Governor Burgum. And we're looking forward to that challenge and working with them on that stuff. Steve, I see we got you in here to help us a little bit, huh?
I believe so, yeah. You might have my mic on there, my friend?
Probably not there. Cause
which one is it?
100,000 miles away.
You don't make me push a button because I'll cut off somebody.
See, Alan, and you wanted to conduct a spaceship mission there?
No, I don't want to conduct it. I just want to ride along.
How's that sound? A little better?
Yeah,
oh, there we go. There we go.
Thanks for helping me out here.
I'm glad to do it.
When I scheduled this with Scott, I had no idea that we'd be going back into the emergency commission to approve some more spending.
Completely understand. Glad to help out for a few minutes. Keep the chair warm for you.
When I come back, I'll bring the governor back with me, and we'll kind of fill out the rest of the time talking about Jack's years in government and how he's wrapping this all up. And it'll be an interesting conversation.
Definitely sounds like that'll be a step in the right direction.
Thanks for covering. We kind of threw out a whole lot of nothing so far, but it's up to you now to do the rest of it.
It's not nothing. Not if it came out of you, it's not.
Well, I do 3 hours of a whole lot of nothing every morning here on the flag, so it works out just fine. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Alstrom. I'm snowy. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. We feel so bad for you all. We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you. Can I say it that way?
Here, you can grab a shovel.
In the Red River Valley, we've just gotten rain here over the last few days. Just a little bit of snow falling now and just a dusting, but it's been extremely
18 inches here.
Nice.
Wet, heavy, blech.
Well, you can keep it, my friend. We'll be back with more on What's on Your Mind coming up next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Great time to be in Watford City, North Dakota. Seriously, I'm there a lot, and I love it. If I get there less than two times a month, I'm really bummed out. So I love being there a lot. But Christmas time is a great time to be out there in the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, on up into the hustle and bustle of Watford City. So much going on. The Medora Musical Christmas Show is coming this year, December 7th. So mark this on your calendar, December 7th. It'll be here before you know it. And they are going to do a great job. Watford City High School Band, Watford City High School Theater is where the performance is at. And Broadway performer Jared Mason will be there. You've seen him on Emily Walter, Bill Sorensen, Job Christensen. So that should be just a lot of fun. Mark that on your calendar. Holiday music by members of the past and present Medora Musical Cast for the Medora Musical Christmas Show, Wednesday, December 7th in Watford City. And if you haven't yet done it, make a trip to Watford City. Take it all in. The accommodations there are world class. Really, you have a lot of choices there. Great places to stay and a lot of sights and sounds to take in, especially this Christmas. Back to more What's on Your Mind now.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. My name is Steve Hallstrom, and I was not planning to be here today, but I'm thankful that I get to spend a few minutes with you and Mr. Mitchell. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Hey, planning is for people who can't think of their feet. Always remember that.
So we're a more cerebral kind of a person here for being able to work on the fly. So Mr. Al Carlson here, House Majority Leader, was going to be hosting the entire show, but he had an important call that came up, and So
he
said,
did touch on that. I mean, they're voting to extend now to $17 million.
Yeah.
And my question is, how far down the road does that kick the can? When is the next, and I'm guessing after Governor-elect Burgum takes over, then we, are able to reevaluate at that point. But, how far down the road does that can get kicked? Because it's not like this is all going to suddenly, one day in the next couple of weeks, be over with.
No, I don't think so. And a lot of people thought when that severe storm came through the Bismarck-Mandan area that would chase everybody home, and certainly hasn't seemed to do that, even though there's been a foot and a half of snow out that way. So,
I think people are in for the long haul. It hasn't chased everybody home. It did chase a few, because there were a few people, there are pictures going around social media of people having driven in the ditch and the same law enforcement against which they were protesting, helping them get back on the road. I'm sure a great many did say it's obviously chased them out of the streets of Bismarck-Mandan, at least for the time being, but we're approaching a December 5th deadline. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
I think something really interesting that I saw in one of the articles from the Bismarck Tribune here over the weekend. On Friday, there was the gathering of the Kirkwood Mall in Bismarck, and at that time there were, I think, 33 protesters that were arrested there. And one of the comments I made a note of, because I thought it was telling, I think it speaks as to why this is something that isn't going to go away quickly or easily. One of the persons who was there, a protester named Brian O'Keefe, it's quoted that he is from Santa Fe, New Mexico, who has come here to be part of it. He said, "I knew there was an action today that was supposed to be a nonviolent demonstration. But not only is the mission protecting water, it's become a much broader issue of protecting our rights, civil rights, and human rights." And I thought when I read that, I said, well, there's your explanation right now. It is not just about a pipeline or oil. It's not about just that anymore. It is about many things that people feel like, hey, this is the right time and the right place to make a stand for a lot of different things. So I think that's, in my mind, Todd, why this isn't going away anytime soon, is because now it's become a gathering place for people who have many different concerns that they want to get off their chest. I think that's what they're doing now, many of these folks.
Yeah, as we mentioned on What's in Your Mind for quite some time, I mean, it ceased being specifically about a pipeline quite some time ago.
Yeah, so I maybe
it
makes a party on that line of thinking, but I did, that was the first time that it hit me that this isn't really about oil anymore. It's about a whole lot of other things, and that's going to open up a whole lot of new fundraising avenues and a whole lot of more opportunities for people to come through. I'm a Twitter guy. I've got an account here, and by the way, I host the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 radio here in Fargo, the Flag in the Red River Valley. So I do the 6 to 9 early morning show out here. And so we've been following this not as closely as folks in the western part of the state have, but it's obviously the big news story. So we talk about it quite a bit every day. And I do enjoy good conversation and rational, informed debate. And so one of the people who is against the pipeline and everything, Energy Transfer Partners, saw me tagged in one of Scott Hennon's Twitter messages and basically lumped me in with a whole bunch of folks and said, you know, hey, what you guys are doing is, you know, you're helping the criminals. And so I said, okay, I don't mind a good debate. So I sent a note back to this gentleman, and his name is Jackson, and I said, hi, Jackson. I wanted to be polite to him. I said, Jackson, here's the problem that I have. I am glad, and I welcome good debate that stirs the mind. I like that.
Absolutely.
Stimulate the mind, and this is something we should talk about and have people's voices heard and all that. I said, but the problem I'm having is that every time I have a conversation with somebody, and we've had a few calls here on our show in the morning, and people have taken issue with, you know, the project and stuff going on. I said, well, here's where you lose me, though, is I'm glad to have this conversation, but this was a legal and permitted process, and the Standing Rock Tribe was invited multiple occasions to be part of a 16-month planning process that the Public Service Commission held, and nobody showed up. And I said, in the world we live in, we have processes out there for you to make your voice heard and get involved. And if you decide not to partake in those processes, kind of like voting, if you don't voting, you kind of lose your opportunity to say something about it. So you can hate Energy Transfer Partners all you want, but they went through a legal process that the Army Corps of Engineers certified. So you've got local, state government, federal government all saying this is the best way to do it. And they're not the enemy here. They just aren't. And I love these conversations, but so many, this one with Mr. Jackson just, you know, devolved quickly into, well, Energy Transfer Partners is a bunch of crooks. And I said, okay, well, that may or may not be. I have no idea. But that's not what this is about. That's not why we're here. That's not what we're discussing. So, you know, I appreciate the comments, but so many times it just revolves or turns into quickly, you know, people getting angry and frustrated and name calling, and that doesn't help us
well,
get anywhere toward understanding each other.
Into a Kyle Kirkmeier and all of law enforcement are being paid by ETP, which is definitely not the case. We've had Tom Iverson on, and I've had him on my afternoon show here on K-Fire 550 at length. One of the main points. These guys are out here to enforce the law. They're not here to enforce a political agenda, and they certainly don't work for some corporation. So
exactly.
We've got, you know, that's all got to be, you know, accurate. And plenty of people that don't want the pipeline stick to that same wording of talking points that it's all about an evil corporation. It's not. Steve, you nailed it. There was a process that went on for months.
and the Public Service Commission, I got to believe all three of those commissioners, and for that matter, ETP itself, may have, had there been that show of opposition at any one of those PSC meetings, have said, you know what, let's not put the pipeline there. There's a lot of opposition.
Yeah, Kelsey Warren, the CEO of Energy Transfer Partners, has said that. He said, if we would have known how this was going to turn out, we would have looked for other options. But we just didn't know there was a problem until it was obviously too late to do much about it. We got some calls here, folks that have given a call. You want to take a couple of these? Let's bring in Robin in Bismarck. Good morning, Robin. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, glad to have you on the show. Steve Hallstrom and Todd Mitchell holding the fort down until Al Carlson came back. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was listening to the radio this morning, and there was a little blurb about Dave Archambault being a hypocrite because he actually owns the gas station, I guess, in Fort Yates, and that he's a hypocrite because he is opposing the pipeline. And so he's selling gas, and then all the protesters that are driving to from Bismarck and back to the camp and everything. And I don't, I'm tired of the protesters. I want them to go away. They've made Bismarck feel very unsafe. But on the other hand, I understand the fear of a pipeline breaking and you know, ruining their water. So, you know, why doesn't Dakota Access come out publicly on the radio or on the TV and say how safe their pipeline is, or even the Petroleum Council? There's nothing out there telling people how safe the pipeline would be, and even that there are other pipelines that have are under the river at some
right.
places, are under the Sakakawea. You know, there has been nothing out there at all, you know, on there, on that side.
Yeah, Robin, I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you so much. We've got some calls here of the lineup, so we'll let you go. But, Robin, you make a great point. One of the things that we've talked about here on our airways, and Scott Hennon's been on our show many times, obviously, too, is that there could have been a much better job managing this message from the very beginning, Todd, and
yes.
by everybody involved. And that statement that Robin made, that's a fact. There's a natural gas pipeline that goes under the river right now. And when people who are trying to make up their mind about this and learning about this for the first time, when they hear things like that, that can help them make sense of this whole thing and put it all in perspective. And I think, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer, they've done a nice job now of kind of telling their story with some video things that they've done. But there really has seemed like there's a definite need for a good PR effort being done in defense of the pipeline and the project. I think Robin makes some good points. I'll say this, too, about being hypocritical. I'm probably hypocritical, too. There's things that I'm not for myself personally, morally, ethically, whatever. But if you look through far enough through my 401k plan and my IRA, you're going to find some mutual fund that has some company in it that does business in some third world country that gets kids who are working at the age of 12. I'm sure that there are those things there. So I'm not going to throw David Archambault under the bus necessarily if he happens to own a gas station.
There's an irony.
You can't have that
yes,
discussion.
You can't dismiss it based on that irony. Wait, there is an irony, but I think it stops there. You're right. I mean,
well
it
said.
Really
yep.
Does.
And again, balanced perspective, I think, really helps us here. Ray is on the road. Ray, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning. How are you folks today?
Fantastic, Ray. How are you, sir?
She's fantastic. I'm full of snow.
I'm out here enjoying our highways right now.
Okay, we got about 30 seconds before we need a 30 seconds before we hit a break. What's on your mind?
Number one, what the protesters is doing is illegal in many different ways. Why don't we take confidence to what? In order to help pay for this, why don't we take and confiscate their vehicles, confiscate anything that's worth a dollar, don't let them out of where they're at, take them out physically, put them on a bus, take them to jail, whatever, but confiscate their stuff.
Ray, hold on. Sorry, hold on. We'll finish on the other side. We got to take a short break. Steve Hallstrom, Todd Mitchell filling in for Scott Hinn and Al Carlson. We'll be right back on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Becky, and I quit smoking, but I waited until after I got severe lung disease to do it.
Since then, I've had 7 chest tubes, 2 surgeries, 1 collapsed lung, and now I'm chained to this oxygen tank for the rest of my life. My tip is, quitting can be hard, but living with lung disease is harder.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
PetroServe USA, when you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Fortune Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayo for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in 3 more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with the hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hungry? Head for PetroServe USA right now. Got a great deal. 4 items for $4. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. And it is good. They sell more Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizzas than any retailer in the Upper Midwest. PetroServe USA locations. I kid you not. Also, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. All that, 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners drawn every week, so you got to get in every week to register at PetroServe USA. Bismarck, Mandan, then head west, Valley City, Castleton, keep going, West Fargo, Fargo, into Minnesota, they're in Dilworth, number of locations, Moorhead, of course, as well. Then you head north, now Grand Forks, the Valley Dairy Stores are PetroServe USA stores, Grafton, and they're over at Arthur, a couple of store locations there as well.
Wappington, they're over at Midgey. You'll find them. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. More of What's On Your Mind Now with my guest host today, Al Carlson. Al, take it away.
Okay, so we're doing a little bait and switch on you. Al Carlson is the host of the program today, the House Majority Leader in North Dakota. But Steve Hallstrom and Todd Mitchell hanging out with you for a little bit. Al had a big call come up. They've got to figure out how to pay for all of the law enforcement with the protests out at the Standing Rock Reservation out at the Dakota Access Pipeline site. So Al had to jump to a phone call. So he said, Steve, can you jump in and hang out with Todd for a little bit? I said, if Todd Mitchell is on the air, that's easy, man. I mean, that guy's a so we're nursing it through here for another 5 minutes. We had Ray on the line in our last segment, and Ray said that hey, if this is an illegal protest, which it is, there's no question about it. The protesters are not legally allowed to be where they're at. He said, why not confiscate their stuff and sell it to pay for the law enforcement expenses? So we bring in Ray back here for a minute. Ray, anything else you want to add to your comments from earlier?
Yeah, if it was me, I would take and confiscate their vehicles and anything else of any value. If I was out doing something of that nature, for instance, if you have a DUI, if you get pulled over, if you're not here legally, there's a thousand different reasons that the government can confiscate what is yours, from your vehicles to getting into your bank account through the IRS, whatever. Why do we have to allow them to go ahead and do what they're doing and they not pay some kind of a penalty for this?
Yeah, Ray, thanks for calling, Ray. Want to let you go because we've got a couple of the folks who want to get their voices in as well. Yeah, Ray speaks for a lot of people who are frustrated. The costs are piling up, and you got to find some way to pay for them. Ken is also giving us a call. Ken's calling from Connecticut this morning. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing very well. Yourself?
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm calling from Connecticut. I've never heard of your station before, but I've been on social media getting the truth about what's going on. I used to be a former news director for our NPR station, which is an FM station up here in New England. And one of the things is somebody on the social media this morning was saying that your station was saying it was like a Woodstock event at the camp, which is totally untrue because I'm coming from a news background, and I've been watching everything from September 20th when this woman got hit with a grenade by the police. They were throwing grenades at the protesters. It was on live by Kevin Gilbert, who was on the network on social media. This guy never heard of before.
Yeah, so Ken,
I completely
understand where you're going with that. I think anybody who is like saying here's kind of what it's like is trying to describe the ground roots feel for people coming together for a cause they believe in. I don't think it's meant to say this is a carbon copy of what happened in any of this situation, but it does have that feel to it where people are coming together, speaking out what they believe in. As for grenades being thrown, the police have refuted that, and so it gets to be somebody said this, somebody said that, but we've had law enforcement officers here, and we tend to believe them, and we go with
But the thing is, you're a news person like I am. So before you believe any one person, you have to investigate. That's what I was taught in journalism school. You don't assume a belief about anybody, either the protesters or the police, until you investigate and look at the video footage. The video footage shows him throwing a grenade at this woman who had her arm blown off or whatever, and also using rubber bullets. They said they were using fire trucks on the site. The live footage on the social media, which I saved because I'm news, my background's news, proves that, number one, not because I'm against the police, that, you know, they're paid to do their job, but they were using water cannons on a military vehicle shooting directly at these people.
We're not going to have time to finish the segment here. A water cannon is a fire hose. It was off of a fire truck. So, the word water cannon. You're saying the same thing we are. You got to look into what's going on here. But you're saying you want to believe the social media accounts. I'd rather go by law enforcement who are accountable to our community and our state in many different ways. And they have served us admirably. aggressively from the very beginning. And if you want to look for evidence and what's been happening,
there is insurance.
Sorry, I gave you your chance. Let me get mine in. We've seen the video from the very beginning of protesters on horseback going right up to the line of law enforcement, and they're standing there, and they've had to take this day after day, week after week, and there's a lot of evidence out there. You're right, a lot of video evidence. When you see 10 seconds or 20 seconds of someone cherry picks out of a half hour or 2 hours or a whole day of work and says, here's what you saw, and you see something. You say a hand grenade was thrown. They've said that they have smoke devices to put smoke out there to clear people out. I think you're seeing a lot of things portrayed a certain way. Ken, we respect your opinion, and we're glad that you gave a call, but we just feel like there's a need to set a few things straight on this end, too. Well, Todd, we managed to stagger through that little segment there okay, I think.
You did fine. You're hired. Give you your own show. Oh, we've already done that, haven't we?
My rates are very reasonable. I work for darn next to nothing. So, all right, thanks, folks. Al Carlson back with more in a minute.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's time to save you money with Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. You tell them Scott sent you, they'll take 11% off the price. 11%. Look at this deal right here. About $159,000 item. It's a 2012 New Holland T8 390 with 968-hour sharp tractor, 340 horsepower, loaded up, 18-speed forward, 4-speed reverse, 3-point quick hitch, all Michelin tires, 11% off. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're a registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.